Okay, we're learning Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting again from Yud Zayin Amud Beis, from Ela Mi'ata. It's like six lines from the bottom. The Gemara darshan that Vimdal Hu, or Vimachu, Machu Merkecha, they have to be poor from beginning to end. If you're usher in the middle, you become rich in the middle, you don't get the heter of Hesig Ayad, that you're a poor person's erika, and you don't get that if, in a case, the person became rich in the middle. So what's drasha of a who? So the Gemara asks, El Miata of who aid? It says there's something called Shuas Aidus. That if someone says you know Aidus and you say I swear I don't know the Aidus, you bring an Asham. So it says there pasuk of who aid. Actually, kosher. You should dash it. Actually, kosher mit chilasa v'atzayif. You should dash it. That the only time the aid is a good aid, only if it's kosher from beginning at that till then. Mechite malchinam. You can tell me that's taka true. That you have to be kosher the aidus from beginning to end. But I'll show you it's not true. But Tanya, actually he knew Edis before he became his son-in-law. Then when Nasa Chosno became his son-in-law, so he can't say Edis anymore. So he became his son-in-law, so now he can't say Edis anymore because he's a Negev Edis. Or Bekeach, he could hear when he saw Edis and Scharish and became deaf. But Suach, he could see even a stammer and became blind. Or Shafui, who was normal of a shtata and became crazy. All these cases, there is a apostle. Why? Because Shas HaGadus Edis, he can't, he's apostle Edis already. Because a blind person, a deaf person, or a crazy person, or a Negev Adava, a Chosnoi, his son-in-law is all apostle Edis. Aval Hoyadela Edis, actually Nasa Chosnoi. He knew Edis, he saw the Edis before he became Negev Adava. Then Vinasa Chosnoi became a son-in-law, Va'achach Mesa Bitoi, and afterwards, his daughter died, so now he's not related anymore. Or Bekeach Meneschares Chozon Spakach, he became deaf, but he became back not deaf. Or Pesuach Meneshtama Vachan Aspatach, or he could see, then he became blind. After he could see again, Shofu Meneshtata Chozon Meneshtafa, or he was normal, then he became crazy, and became normal again. All these cases is kosher. Why? Zakal Kosher Losoi Vesoifu Bekasher. So the beginning and the end, you're kosher. Then you're kosher. So what's the kasha? It says v'hu. V'hu means beginning at the end. If we dash it before, then machu merkecha, you have to be poor from beginning to end. He also should be kasha from beginning to end. The Gemara answers Shani Hasam by Edis to Amakra, Oy Ra'a, Im Lo Yagid, Beriya Vagod, Tal Rechmano. It says Ra'a and Yagid, so there is a kasha that it's totally in Ria and Hagoda. At that time, your kasha, that's enough. I want to do the pasuk v'hu. Tomorrow, just read the more in Italian. Liyagin, the Ria, I got Italian Milsa, Rahman Milsa, how Ika, that you have. Vela Vahu Lamali, what are you Vahu for? Look at Italian, look at the Brice, like this. Ra, Sia Shavari Adam, Oibdim, Vaidim Venehim. There's a whole group of people. He knows two of them saw the story, and he tells them, Omar, Mashbiani Aleichem, I mean, Mashbiani you to come say Aedis. And you didn't specify the Aedim. Mashbiani Aleichem, and Yoidim Atam Li Aedis, Tavoy with the Dunish, come say Aedis. Yoko Yechayav, maybe we chayiv, and they swear. Maybe should be chayiv for carbon. They all swore. There was 10 people. There were 2 of them Edis. They say, I must be on you guys that if you have Edis, you have to come say Edis. And they all say, no, we swear we don't have Edis. All 10 swear we don't have Edis.
And they all 10 saw?
No, only 2 of them. So here the halacha is, yachid chayiv, maybe should be carbon asham, tamalev, who? 8. But really, yachid edav. You have to be yachid the edim. You have to say, you know, you specific aid make a shvua. Not as a general people. Yachafel Makomi, let's say he goes over 10 people and says, whoever from you knows Edis, say Edis, and they swear, then it's called specifying. Tell them who aid, where Yachtu Edah. So you see, who was teaching us? Teach us you have to be Yachid the Edim. The question was, what do you do with teach us you have to be Yachid the Edim. So Dr. Gemara Vaita, it says at the end of the Mishnah that if the person is, we're saying Hesed Yad means you figure out how rich he is or how poor he is. Says the guy has his father died and his father left him over $10 million, or he has a boat with $10 million, ain't like this club. So one of his questions, what's pshat? Of Mace, his father died, Niachla Rebo, Yosha, he's a kvir, he's a rich guy. What do you mean? His father died, he's a rich guy. Amravo, Ema, Maniachla Rebo. He didn't die yet. It's potential. His father is very rich. So maybe that should make him rich. Kamashal Mishnah not. Tomorrow Pshita, it's Pasha. It's his father's money. The Gemara answers, Kushaya Aviv Goises. So Gemara answers, Kushaya Aviv Goises. His father was a Goises. Maotim Rav Goisim Lamisa, Kamash Malan. Maybe you would think Rav Goisim Lamisa, and therefore, since Rav Goisim Lamisa, maybe it should be considered that he already is like half dead and should be his money ready. Kamash Malan, no. So the Gemara says, so the chiddush by a father is that even though he's a geisus and he's basically dead, and you would think that the halach is that since he's basically dead, he's very rich, the son's very rich. Kumashvla, no, since he's still alive, the father's still alive, he's not rich yet. So the Gemara says, what is it about Svinasa v'yam? Svinasa v'yam, it says he has a ship in the river, on the ocean, of Allah, it's coming with millions of dollars of schayra in it. So it says he's still not poor. Frank Demar Ashuhu, he's coming with a ship full of schayra, he's an usher. The case was, it was his ship, but it was rented out to other people. All that tzchayra, all those bugaboos on that ship were all someone else's. It wasn't his. And therefore, he's not a rich guy. He's leasing out the boat. The boat is worth good money. So why isn't that? The ma'isa, it's potential money, the tzchiris. So the Gemara, tzchiris eino shlam es ela b'soif. Schiris is only paid at the end. And since he didn't get the money yet, he's not rich yet. The Chavetz Chaim actually brings a raya from here, like Gabi, someone being, if it's called rich or not, he says that also if you have a halva, Lefiza, he says by halva, let's say someone owes you $1 million, you don't have it in your pocket, you're not called rich either. It's like, because he does not pay, the guy is not, the loan is not due for another year, he's not a rich guy, even the guy owes him $1 million. What? Yeah, it's not. So here also, the skier is not here yet, so he's not called rich. The table of Shem Svina, he owns the Svina, that's worth money also. So the Gemara, how many Rav Eliezer? The time we learned in the Mishnah, a little later on, Rav Eliezer Omer, when you figure out how much a guy's worth, you leave him his livelihood, his things he does live in. If he was a farmer, you leave him his plow, his bucker, his cow that does the plowing. If he's a donkey driving, you give him his chamar. Here also, since his business is svina, you leave him his svina. It's not considered to make him rich. That's what you leave him. So like upon him, the Mishnah said that if you have all that money, it's not considered rich. The reason is because by the father, he was not dead yet, and by the svina, the schera on the svina was not his. So the Mishnah Vaita. Hashonim benida. When you figure out if the guy is 20 to 60 or 5 to 20 or 1 month to 5, who do you figure it out by? Is the nidar, the subject of the erchin, and not the marach, not the person making the erchin. Like we learned in the Mishnah before. Now Mishnah says Kate Sada. What's the example? Yeled Shahirich Zakin. A yeled, which means an under 20 year old or a 20 to 60 year old, is called a yeled in Rashi. That was Marech HaZakin, which is over 60. Or Nesnarech HaZakin, they give an Erech of over 60. Zakin Sherech HaYeled, an over 60-year-old who is Marech HaYeled, the 20 to 60. Nesnarech HaYeled, you give the Erech of Yeled. Because the reason why Mar is giving this case is that Zakin, after 60, only gives 15 Sela. Between 20 and 60 is 50 Sela. It makes a big difference, the amount. So it says, whoever the Marech is, you go bust to the subject, not the Marech, not the person making the Neder.
This is part of telling us. It's just explaining.
It's explaining those words. Hashem Nida. Yeah, explaining a simple case. Just giving case. The Hashem Nida was just like a code word. You know what I mean? It says Yael Shirach Zaken. That's an Erech Zaken. Zaken Shirach is a Hayel. That's an Erech Yael. It also says the Erech in Erech. You go to the Erech. What does that mean? Ketzad. Ish Erech Isha. By the way, Isha has less Erech than Ish. So Ish Erech Isha. No, it's an Erech Isha because you go to the subject. But Isha Shara, Erech Ish, it says Erech Ish. You give the Erech of Ish. I mean the same thing before. One's a Gabi the age, and one's a Gabi what the person is. But those are two other cases in Mishnah before. The fourth case in Mishnah before was by Erech Bezman HaErech. You give the Erech, the Zman of the Erech. Ketzad. Herichoi Pachos Ben Chomish. When you made the Erechin, the subject was less than 5 years old. But Nasa, the time you came to pay, but Nasa yes, Ben Chomish. He was 5 already. Or Pachos Ben Esrim. When the subject, when you made the erechin, he was less than 20. Nasiyas of erechin. What do you give? B'shas asino, b'shas erechin. Noisin azeh, kizman erech. You give kizman of the erech, not kizman of the nesino. You give b'shas the erechin. Zok to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ata k'shusha dam le erechin. Anyone remembers before we learned in Davdala and Beis is the hekish of neder, which is a regular domim alai to erechim. It says in the pasuk, the hekesh works like this. The pasuk says, neda be'erkecha. That's a hekesh. So we use the hekesh for two things, the Gemara says. Atak sheisa domim erechim, legari margulis lekalim, and lida mechvarite. What does margulis lekalim mean? It means when you're figuring out how much a guy is worth, this oni, he came to get worth, he has himself a diamond. The diamond in this little hick town sells only for $30,000. But if you take it to the city, it's worth $50,000. So the shayla is, you have to bring it to the city or not? So halachas ba'erchin is, you go bust how much it's worth right now. How much is worth that now? No, by Erechin. By Erechin. And we make a hekesh neder. By Erechin is a pasuk that says, V'nosan es Erechcha b'yoy mahu, and the Gemara dash is Chav Dalet. No, because how much he's worth. How much he's worth. The person, we're trying to figure out how much.
You're right.
But then the guy who made the Erechin, if he's poor, he doesn't have to give the full amount. He's having four. He's only worth 5 sela, he gives 5 sela.
Okay.
So when you figure how much he's worth, you take his wife's diamond and you see how much it's worth. It's only worth $30. So, but you say, you know, you bring this diamond to the city, it's $50. So how much is it worth? $50, $30. So lucky as you go, and we darshan that you don't have to wait till you go to the city, you don't have to bring it to the city. Same thing is by Nadarim also, by Dama Malai. Same thing will be by Dama Malai also. When you say Dama Malai, Amar Golos, it'll be the same halacha. They don't have to figure out, he only sees Dama Malai, how much Dama is worth here, not in a different place. So that's the first hekesh. Margolis Lekalim. Margolis Lekalim. That's one hekesh make from Erechin to Domim. And another hekesh is Lidim Bechvoidai. The halacha is by Erechin, if you say Erech Roshi Alai, so that's a head, that's a Shama Tluyaboy, you give the whole mea value. Same thing by Domim also, it's a hekesh also. So those two hekeshim are clear. No Yachel Nakesh Erechin Ledomim, Shidik Shasta Sina. Maybe the halacha is Erechin should also be Beshasta Sina. Like by Domin. By Domin, when you figure out how much a guy's worth, you figure out B'shas Asino. So here also by Erechin, if you see, if he's 20 years old now, not B'shas when he makes the Erechin, you just maybe just do that, make the Hekesh. You only give for the age of the person, when he's 60 or 50 or 20, of B'shas, the neder of the Erechin, not B'shas, the Nasina. Masha'inkin Domin will be B'shas Asino. So it's not Kamina. By Domin will lie, you figure out how much is worth B'shas Asino. Masha'inkin Erechin, you don't do that. Zot the Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah Vayta. It's a Mishnah Vayta. Yoyim Shloishim Klamata Medo. We know till 30 days old, there's no Erechin. Let's say on the 30th day, is that above 30? Is that like, you know, is there Erechin or not? So look at Klamata. It's like less than 30 days. Klamata Medo. Shnas Chomesh, Shnas Esrim, Klamata Medo. It's less. How do you know all these three things? Shneimar. Because it says in the pasuk by Shishim and Ben Shishim Shana Vemala, if it's more than 60, you pay a certain amount. Harelamid the maid Mekulam, Shnas Shishim, learn everything Shnas Shishim, Mash Shnas Shishim Klamata. Just like the 60th year of a person, it's like Klamata. You pay like from 20 to 60. Hemena Af Shnas Chomesh Shnas Eshim Klamata Hemena. You also pay like less than 5, less than 20.
It's actually the opposite. Ben Shishim Mala means if you're 60 and older.
Right, 60 and older, then you pay the 60 more. So it means, but 60 alone, you pay like between 20 and 60.
Yeah.
Pay lamata.
That's not right.
Yeah, shishim v'lamala. V'im shishim v'lamala, if you're 60 and more, you know, it means more than 60. Why is it v'mala? V'mala, then you pay that much. But Gemara's have a different question. What's the Mamatzino over here? Great Gemara. I don't know if I read this part. Ashtas chomav shazas v'lamata v'lamata. Period. So what's the Mamatzino, Dr. Mishnah? Mishnah says, what's the Mamatzino? Also, Shnash Shishim Klamata Meno, that's Lahachmir, because you pay more from 20 to 60. Now you can say, Nasa Shnash Chom, Shnash Esu Klamata Meno, which is Lahakil. Say, who said? You can't get Mamatzino. Maybe you always go to Lachumra. Buy 60, going less 60, you pay more. Here, less than 20, you pay less. Less than 5, you pay less. So who said you go? Lakula also. Tamalayma, you're right. It's not a Mamatzino, it's a Xeris Shava. Shana Xeris Shava. Ma Shana Mur Vishnas Shishim Klamata. Av Shana Mur Vishnas Chomish Vishnas Eshim Klamata Menu. It's a less. Beilag Vahachmer. Because you don't take a Pircha. You don't take no Pircha on a Xeris Shava. You see, it has to be Mufna. By Mufna Xeris Shava, there is no Pircha. So here, Beilahaka Vahachmer. Rabbi Lezaim, let's do new shita. We'll see on base. He has a drasha for this. Lezaim, ask you, Yisaris al shanim chaydish yom echad. Being 60 is not enough. 60 and 1 month. Being 20 is not enough. 20 and 1 month. And 5 and 1 month. Oh, no, 30 is the middle. 30
days.
Oh, 30 days is not. No.
You need to be
60. No. 30 days is not. No. But after a year, it has to be Yisaris al shanim. Receive him daik on his words. Yisaris al shanim chaydish yom echad. Yeah. Zot Gemara Vaita. We made a Gzeres Shava Shana, that means Lamata. Zot Gemara Mufna. It has to be Gzeres Shava Mufna. Mufna means it's an extra word. The word Shana is an extra word. Delay Mufna, Iklam Mifra, Kabrini, you can ask all the Kashi you just asked. So Mara says, you're right, yeah, it is Mufna, because Shana Yaserik Sivi. The words Shana are extra, because it should have said, Meben Chomesh Shana Vad Ben Chof. Why is it Chof Shanim? It didn't ever say it, it should say, Ben Chomesh Shana Vad Chof. No, Chof means that. Or Ben Shishim, it should say, Vad Shanim. We know what it means, so the word is extra, therefore it's Xerishavah.